Hello, mate. I don't know what happened there, Aaron. So
That's okay. Ian, can you hear
cut
me now?
off. Yeah, sorry.
Ah, yeah.
So I
Yeah,
was
no.
just wondering on about Stirling, Inverness, or Glasgow Council. It's one of the three took the referral in. I know that, but hey, you
Yeah.
know. Yeah, it will
Just
come up
because
in the end.
we're, yeah, of course. Just because we're on a new call, Ian, can you just confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
Yeah, 38 Britannia Crescent, 2708, 1968.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And just reminding you again that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So what? Yeah. So what we'll do for yourself, Ian, is obviously, yeah, we'll send a subject access request to Stirling, Glasgow, Renfrewshire Council, and there's one more that you said there, wasn't there?
Inverness, Inverness.
Inverness. Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst they can go back and say is we don't hold any records. That's the worst thing. But at least we've
Yeah.
blanked out. At least we haven't just gone down one avenue. We're
Yeah,
opening up the
yeah.
avenues to get as much information back as
Of
we can.
course, yeah. Well, I went in 68, 69 from one of them three councils, but I couldn't find it. I could
Yeah.
get my mother to probably tell me which council she was living in when she was advised to put me in care.
Yeah.
So I'm presuming it was Glasgow because she went off to be a nurse, would you believe, in Glasgow in 1970. So she may
Oh,
well have
wow.
moved to Glasgow at that point. The reason I'm out of care is my mother got her act together massively, and
Yeah.
she qualified as a nurse, and I got taken. And the good news is, and that's one of the reasons I got the damage was undone for me, and I've been a better, more than a survivor. Do you know what I mean? Done okay,
Yeah.
ish. So happy days in that respect. So you always have to count your blessings in life.
Yeah,
Anyway,
of course.
so right,
Of course.
I appreciate everything, pal. I hope I get so. I mean, I don't know if I deserve anything, but you know what I mean. At the end of the day, I did have quite an upside. I think there was a, you could say there was a, but I think there was neglect in there. You
Yeah.
know, I think it was. I think the duty of care. I think that the standards would be very low compared to what they are today. Although you don't know, but anyway,
Yeah, I'm just
see
going
what
to add that
happens,
into
man.
your statements, actually.
See what happens,
Just
man. Yeah.
I feel the duty.
Yeah, I feel the bar was low back then, but I can't blame the post parents. I want them exonerated. I didn't know to tell them what was going on. I think they knew. I think they kept me away from the abusive people. They'd done their best to shelter me, you know. I know
Yeah.
that. I know that because, as I say, I was removed from the shared bedroom because of, you know, concerns.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Okay.
okie doke.
I've put that into your statement now, so that's gonna get sent out to you via your email. Before I do, I just need to go over a couple of more things before we come to the end of this, Ian. Basically, there's two types of payments that we can go for when it comes to the redress scheme. You've got a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's just basically a fixed payment regardless of the award. Sorry, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, and that's decided by a closed independent panel, and they look at the level of abuse that you've suffered. That independent panel, you or I don't have to attend anywhere, any hearings, courts, anything like that. There's a panel of three members, and they'll look at your story, look at the support and evidence that we've got, look at your witness statement, and they'll look at all that as a whole, and then that's how they, excuse me, that's how they
I
then decide their
personally
award.
just yeah, I mean, I that would that decision's on me to make. Is that my decision now, or is that for later?
No. So it's not a decision for you to make. It's what I'm going to recommend for you.
All right, go on, man.
Sorry, that's okay. Based on what you've told me from the statements and the experiences that you've suffered at such a young age, I do 100% feel that your case is worth more than just a £10,000 payout. So we are going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get it, but there
Well,
was no
yeah.
corroborating witnesses. It's so sketchy back then. Most
Yeah.
people are dead. How are they going to trace anything? All they've got is that I had a traumatic upbringing, and I can, as a child, I can tell them, this is what happened to me. Believe me or don't believe me, it's up to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
Well,
yeah.
that's why obviously we get the witness statement done with yourself. As I said, myself.
Oh, if you want to go for it, and but does that mean I don't? I mean, yeah. Sometimes we used to say it's better a bird in the hand than two in the bush. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
I mean, if you think we've got a chance of getting something north of 10 grand, go for it. If you think I'm more likely to just get the generic payment, you would have made that decision. Is that right? because you do want you're commercial operations, and you want to make a bit of money on this one way or another.
Yeah, no,
is that right?
Listen. Yeah, listen, we're not here to make the money. I don't get no commission. I don't get nothing like that. Us as a business, I've worked close with my managing directors for quite some time now.
Yeah.
From what I've learned, it's not for us about the money. Yeah. It's about you getting the closure, you getting
happy
the apology,
yeah,
and you getting some compensation for what you've gone through.
Yeah.
What we want to do is fight for what you deserve.
Yeah. Thank you.
So obviously, yeah, up to £100,000 is what we feel you're applicable for.
Wow. Okay.
So. With being that, obviously your base minimum would be then 10,000.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, obviously what I can inform you is that the average payout across every single survivor of abuse during the care, again, you can find this online. The average payout is around about 55,000 at the minute.
Seriously, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's a true statistic on Google. You can look at it up yourself.
I will, man. Yeah. That's brilliant. I mean, it's not brilliant. It's good. I mean, that's generous. That would be nice to help my young son who's trying to become a professional footballer at the moment. So he's had a tough upbringing as well, you know. So
yeah.
I've got him through some tough times. I have to take full care for him. We're in Liverpool. I think you're a Scouser by the sound of you. We've had a tough upbringing.
I know the Dingle area very well. That's where my nan used to live.
It's a small world, my mate.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I mean,
it is.
My boy's doing all right and that, but my boy had to come through. He wasn't in care, but he's had to come through some tough thing. I had to go to the family court to get him out of a bad situation. So
yeah.
I'd love to give him a few grand before I leave this earth. Anyway,
yeah.
take it easy, my mate, Alan. And thank you so much for your sympathetic ear and listening to me and all that. That was good.
Wow. That's okay,
I feel better, man. I feel better for getting out there. It's good.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Before you do go, I just need to ask you two more questions, and I'm going to send you over.
Go on,
I just need to clarify, have you received any relevant payments from compensation in regards to the abuse during your time in care, from a court or anything like that?
No, it's never been in court. No.
Yep, okay. And have you had any criminal convictions where you spent 5 or more years in prison for a single sentence?
No, I've never been in jail, which is quite remarkable, yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect, happy days.
Thank you.
Okay. So yeah. No, it's okay. Well, even if you had,
it wouldn't have been validated me. Yeah. I'm not a convicted criminal. And I'm not a fraudulent convict of any description. You know. So
you don't sound like one.
No, man. I've had a few issues with violence because of the shit that I dealt with as a kid, and it's made me. And I've always put my hand up to step back. I managed to, but I've been a good guy.
Yeah.
All right, man, mate. Cheers.
So, Ian, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to send you out some documents for you to sign. You can do this all from your phone. It's all electronic.
Yeah.
Once I send you these documents, you'll receive it in an email, but you'll get a link on a text as well, the same link.
And it's dead easy off my phone just to scroll my little finger over and make a squiggle. Is that right?
That's
and
exactly
it's idiot proof.
Yeah,
go on.
You open the link, and when you open the link, it'll have all the documents that I'm about to tell you.
I'll do it, man.
There's a yellow box at the bottom which tells you how many fields are required to sign. If you click that yellow box, it'll take you automatically to the box that needs signing. So what you do is you then click the signature box, you do your squiggle, you click apply, and then that number will then reduce down. If you don't follow them steps by clicking
keep
the yellow
doing it,
button,
keep doing it, keep
it'll
doing
come
it.
To zero.
Yeah,
and, what
and
you
do,
got,
yeah, go on, Paul, go on.
That's okay. What you do is you scroll right to the bottom of the pages, right to the very end, and then there's a little tick box that you'll see visibly, but you won't be able to click until you're at the bottom of the pages. And it'll say, I believe that the signature that provided is legally binding.
Sure.
You click that, and then there'll be a blue box that then illuminates to say submit application. Or submit signature, you click that and then it'll say thank you for signing your documents, and then I'll receive that back and I can send your forms off to the Scottish Government for an application number.
Right, I'll do that today when it comes in. I'll get that done.
Yeah.
If I've got any issues, I'm sure there's a helpline or somebody I could phone to get some technical
advice. You just ring me straight back on this number.
I'll ring you back
and
on this number.
And I can offer any assistance.
Right, I'll save you my phone, and if I do need anything, like I'm struggling with uploading anything or sending you pictures of anything that you need, I'll be in touch. I'm not going to let this just drift. I'll work hard on this, but I might need a wee bit of help off yourself, okay?
Yeah, of course. I'm only a phone call away.
I'll do that, man. Okay. I should be okay. I'll get my boy to help me. All right.
Of course. I've sent you a WhatsApp yesterday, so you should see a message from INS Law.
I'll get it.
If you just reply to that with the images. I'll receive them. So the document that you're going to receive is a client care letter in the link that I'm going to send you.
Yeah.
It's a client care letter that just says, hi and welcome, this is what we're going to do for
you.
The conditional fee agreement, which just explains the obvious, just gives you a little bit more of a breakdown. And then there's the letter of authority, which you're giving us the right to act on your behalf to obtain all the relevant records required.
Sound okay, we're all good to go. I'll crack on with that today, and if there's any issues, if you've got any concern, just phone me, because I won't mess this up, but if you don't hear from me, if you think, just chase me up, okay?
I'll
be there, mate, don't worry. All right, take it easy.
Ian, I'll send the document over in the next couple of minutes, and Ian, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, my mate, take it easy, pal. See you around.
Have a lovely day, Ian. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye now.